Welcome to the Texas Home Improvement Super Podcast with Jim Dutton. All the best calls this week throughout the state of Texas, brought to you by James Hardy Siding, the best siding on the planet.
Paul in Kingwood.
Hey, Jim, just a quick question. I've got a home there in Kingwood. We've got a tall pine tree. It's probably, golly, 100 foot tall, pretty well mature tree, but it's growing up right next to the foundation of the house. What happens if I cut that down? Would that affect the foundation?
Yes. But the tree's going to affect the foundation as well.
Right.
Now, the thing you have to look at is, how old is the tree? Is it older than the house, or was it planted or grew after the house was built?
I want to say it grew after the house was built.
If it grew after the house was built, you typically are okay to go ahead and cut the tree down or put root barriers, all that kind of stuff. If a tree is older than the house, that's when you don't want to lose it, because the soil is used to the tree taking moisture out. And once you take the tree out or root barrier it, the moisture content starts rising in the soil, and it will actually pick the house up higher than it was built. But, you know, if the tree, like I said, if it was planted after the house was built or when the house was built, or it was very small when the house was built and, you know, it's grown up over the years, now it's taken a lot more moisture than originally, you're safe to go ahead and take it out.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed to find out. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. You take care.
All right.
Ralph and A-Leaf, how can I help you today?
You have spoken about gutters before. How will I know if I actually need gutters? They're on there now, but it seems like every few years, my wife has a problem. She goes up on the ladder. Well, every couple of months, she goes up on the ladder and almost falls off trying to clean these gutters. But I sure would like to convince her that maybe we don't need gutters like you had mentioned once before.
Sure.
Sure.
In some cases.
Well, here's the deal. If you're where the water would come off and it's not going to be cutting into the soil, it's in an area where the water could run off away from the foundation, you're safe to do away with those gutters. Typically where we need gutters is above doorways, patios, things like that, or to control a large roof area that comes down in a sheet and cuts into the soil, or, you know, destroying the plants underneath, then you would need a gutter. But in most areas, we actually don't need them.
I see what you're saying. That's interesting, very interesting. You know, I get the feeling that you don't need gutters because your house is built on a hill. Is your foundation of whatever you have built like on a high level or something?
No. I mean, even on flat lots, typically between houses, like if you're in a regular residential neighborhood, for instance,
yeah,
the soil slopes down from the house into basically a V-shape, a lower spot, that runs out to the street to drain the water off.
Yeah.
You don't need a gutter in that situation. Anytime you can get the water 5 to 10 feet away from the foundation, where it's not standing and puddling,
right,
you really don't have to have a gutter.
Okay, great. I'll write that down. Thank you so much.
You bet. You take care.
Bye.
Dennis, this is Jim. How can I help you?
Jim, how you doing?
Wonderful. How about you?
Okay. So let me ask you, I always love your show and what you do. But we get all these letters from like Intex, Houston Light and Power, and all these people to buy insurance on their, equipment to the house, on the air conditioning, the air condition breaks. They take care of that. What do you think about all that?
most of the time I don't care for it because, I mean, the way I look at it is we know these are wear items. We know they're going to wear out. And if we took that same money and set it aside every year, just like they're basically doing, we'd have the money to fix it when the time came. But we don't do that. And so it hedges our bet when we get it. But you got to look at the cost of it. Some of them are so expensive, it just doesn't make sense. I'm not a huge fan of home warranties. I mean, when you buy a house, you typically get that home warranty. And that initial year, it's cheap. It's dirt cheap. But every year, they substantially increase the price until they price it where it's just not worth having. But people are used to having it, and so they keep paying it. And some of these other lines, like for the gas lines, for instance, I mean, some of them are starting at, what, $14 a month or something like that. But then down the road, it just gets outrageous.
Okay. I think that to replace your water line or gas line, it's not all that expensive, is it?
It's really not. I mean, if you look at it this way, $14 a month, so we're $158 a year. If you paid that just 10 years, you probably got almost enough to replace the line.
The line, yeah. And we've never had any problems. Our home is 55 years old. And we've never had any problems with the gas line or the water line or any of those things.
Well, you will, though. I mean, over time, these are wear items. They will have to be replaced. A lot of times we all look at our homes as though, okay, it's built, it's done. I just don't have to do anything. I don't have to replace windows. I don't have to worry about siding, things like that. But I'm sorry?
A 55-year-old home, we're repairing things all the time.
Oh yeah, but the water lines, the sewer lines, the gas lines, all that stuff eventually does need to be replaced.
Yeah. But the other thing is the Houston Light and Power has a thing for your air conditioner if it breaks down. That they repair that. You know, they'll give you a new one, but they'll repair it.
Yeah, and you know, there's other warranties out there. I mean, at Due West, we have air conditioning systems now where the compressors and stuff come with 12-year warranties, and we have warranties that we offer where it's 12 years. You don't have to pay for materials, don't have to pay for the service. I mean, it's everything's covered under the warranty. Think times have changed. I mean, I get it, but some of these insurance things that they're doing doesn't always make sense for the consumer. So what are they charging on a AC warranty like that?
I don't know. I never take one out. And I was hearing, okay. I said, gosh, if there's anybody that would know these things, Jim Duckett is the guy.
Yeah. When I've looked at them, it just never has made money sense to me.
Makes sense. Okay. I'm going to put my things in recycle.
Okie doke.
Okay. All right. I appreciate
you. Have a good one,
sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye bye. Kennedy over by Gulfgate. How can I help you?
Well, Jim, my air conditioner isn't working. One day I came home and it was just blowing air at 80 degrees. I changed out the thermostat, new batteries. That wasn't it. The breaker had tripped. So I flipped the breaker back on. But when I pulled the thermostat off, I was testing the wires, and the wires that runs to the outside unit was only giving me about 4 and 27 on everything else. So I'm not getting a signal somewhere.
Yeah, hello? You've gone over my head already.
Okay. Well, you've got your 4 wires that go to the AC unit behind the thermostat.
And, honestly, that would be something I would ask Jay, my head technician, about.
Okay.
And he would know exactly what to do with it. But
okay.
But yeah, that's, I don't get into doing the actual repair itself.
That's fine. Yeah. So when I get another paycheck under my belt, I'm probably going to call y'all out.
I know. Call him and talk to him on the phone. It won't cost you anything to talk to him on the phone.
Okay. All right. Well, very nice. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks.
Lynn, you're next. How can I help you?
Lynn? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. This is Jim. How can I help you?
Go, Jim Dutton. Go, Jim Dutton. Hey, I wanted to thank you first about USA Insurance or USA Insulation.
Insulation? Uh-huh.
Yeah. They came out and did my house a couple months ago. I'm looking forward to it saving me a bunch of money this summer.
Good.
Their work was really good. You know, they finished it up in one day. So, but my question was, one of my questions was, I need a sealer to seal up the expansion joints in my driveway.
Okay.
You know, I needed a name of a sealer. Do you have a name of a sealer I can get at one of the big shops or something?
If you go into a Sunburst Rentals.
Okay.
They have a product in there for doing expansion joints in concrete.
Okay.
And
Sunburst.
Yep. Yeah. And
Sunburst.
Virtually all their stores have it.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Sunburst Rentals,
talk.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And
now there's another product out there that I like to use that is a it comes in a roll. It's called TrimaSlab. And basically you clean out the groove there a little bit, and they make it in different widths where it pops down in there and seals it. It's very easy to install. I personally like it better, but a lot of people like to use the regular sealants just because they think it glues everything together and keeps water from going down. But that TrimaSlab for me, that's what I prefer to use.
And what's the name of it? Is TrimaSlab?
Yeah, TrimaSlab, SLAB, and they actually have it in some of the. Some of the Ace Hardware stores carry it. It's made down in League City. Some of the Ace Hardware stores carry it. Otherwise, you can order it from their website, trim-a-slab.com. But I love that product. It's very easy to put in and lasts a very long time.
Okay. And one more question. The brick on this house, I live in Bear Creek. The brick on this house is real porous. Is there anything I can do? I mean, the mortar work is bad. Everything, mm-hmm. I mean, as far as that goes. Is there anything I can do short of getting it re-bricked?
Oh, yeah, there's sealers you can put on the brick. There's coatings you can put on. Like, if you wanted to put, like, a... Rhino Shield is one of the coatings that you could put on. That actually would work very well. But there's clear sealers that you can add onto it. You just put it in a pump-up sprayer, spray it on. It soaks into the brick. It soaks into the mortar and keeps it from being so porous.
Okay. Do you have anyone that could come out? I mean... because there's actually some bricks that need to be replaced.
Oh, absolutely. Let me get you their number here real quick. Well, where did he go? I do have a guy that I use on a regular basis. But I don't see him on my list today. Anyway, Mr. Brick is who I typically call.
Mr. Brick, okay.
Yep.
All
or
right,
Brick
sir.
Doctor. No, that's Dallas, the Dallas guy. But yeah, Mr. Brick is the one I call.
Okay. All right. I'll give them a call. And again,
Alrighty,
thank you for
you
the
take care.
Tip on the USA insulation. It worked out good for me.
Excellent. My pleasure.
Worked out excellent, you know. Okay. Thank
yep.
you, Jim.
You take care.
You've just heard the best calls and questions from Texas Home Improvement. For more information about our show, go to thipro.com.